The Caleb Jones Blog, Losing Body Fat, Part 1. Written and read by me, Caleb Jones. In my seemingly never-ending journey to lose weight, I have finally found a few systems that work, at least for me. As I've talked about before, my weight is the only part of my life that is not a 9 or a 10 on the 1 to 10 scale. My health is very good. I just got my comprehensive blood panels back a few weeks ago, and my levels in all the key areas are not only good, but optimal, with one or two minor exceptions. I'm one of the healthiest men I know at any age. But alas, health and body fat are two different things, and my body fat is still too high for maximum happiness. I've written several articles here at the Caleb Jones blog before about things I've tried to lose weight and keep it off. While many of these things have helped, nothing has worked 100% so far. I actually made a list of them over at the Caleb Jones blog, and please read that list before attempting to give me any advice or asking me, "Hey Caleb, have you tried blank?" I mentioned last year that I was going to attempt the carb night diet one more time, which was the most effective thing for me so far. And if it didn't work, I would instead shift my focus away from diet, supplement, and exercise techniques, and focus instead 100% on my psychology. The second carb night plan didn't work, so I did exactly that. In January of this year, I completely stopped looking for different techniques about what or when to eat or how or when to exercise, since those clearly weren't the problem. I tried everything on that massive list I listed at the Caleb Jones blog, and nothing worked. The problem wasn't what I was doing, because I was doing everything correctly. The problem was how I was thinking. The problem was psychology more than it was action. I have been spending the last 7 years of my life focusing on action, when in fact action really wasn't my core problem. My problem has been my mind all along. So I scoured the internet looking for some kind of information or program that focused on the psychology of losing weight rather than a list of things to do or not do. I found a few systems like this, and I picked the one that looked the most promising. It's called Noom, N-O-O-M. It's both an app and a coaching program. For a small monthly fee, an app goes on your phone that you use several times per day. You do all the usual stuff, such as tracking calories, which I did before and it didn't work, tracking your exercise, I always exercise several times a week, doesn't help, log your daily weight, and so on. In addition, every day you get new lessons on how to retrain your mind on how to think about food. Instead of focusing on carbs and intermittent fasting and specific training techniques, though it does address all those things, it instead focuses on internal psychological aspects, such as triggers, thought distortions, being aware of satiety levels, mindfulness, being aware of different types of hunger, controlling mental, environmental, social, emotional, and hormonal factors, mentally reinforcing victories instead of failures, being aware of what they call the elephant, your irrational, hungry side, and the rider, the rational side, who wants to be long-term happy, and so on. There's a hell of a lot more than just that. Those are just a few off the top of my head. In addition to all of this, you work with two different coaches. One coach you communicate with about once a week or as needed, and they will actually see everything you log for your meals, exercise, weight, and so on. You work with this person to establish weekly goals, remain accountable, and answer questions. You also get a second coach who manages a small and closed forum with you and other Noom participants. Noom is very different than any other program I've tried. For example, Noom says you should eat literally anything you want, whenever you want, as long as it fits into your caloric allotment. No low carb, no cheat days, none of that stuff. Just eat donuts and chocolate and ice cream whenever you want, even if you want to do it every day. Of course, they recommend not to make it a large percentage of your daily diet, but they won't stop you if you choose to do it, as long as you're staying in a caloric deficit. The Noom folks say that if you constantly say, "I shouldn't eat X because X is bad, I can only eat X on a cheat day," which is exactly what I've been doing for 7 years, then that alone contributes to making weight loss harder to achieve and to maintain. If instead you reframe this, which I have, to "I can eat literally whatever I want, whenever I want, in moderation," your odds of losing weight and keeping it off go way up. Again, that's just an example of some of the changes that I've made. There are many others. Result? Starting in January of this year, I lost 30 pounds in 2.5 months. Now, that's nothing amazing. I've lost 30 pounds before. Several times, in fact. I also need to lose more weight. But here are the key differences. Number one, Since March, I have kept all this weight off and not gained back a single pound. That is something brand new that I have never experienced before. As far as I remember, I have never gone 5 months after losing weight without gaining back at least 10 or 15 pounds, sometimes much more than that. I haven't lost any more weight in the last 5 months, which is mildly irritating, but I haven't gained any back, which is a huge victory for me. I've gained back 3 to 5 pounds a few times in scale weight, but that's water, salt, glycogen, and other shit, not body fat. When this happens, that weight just sloughs off in a few days. Number two, I have not gained any weight while on any long international trips. On many trips, I have actually continued to lose weight. Again, this has literally never happened to me before. I always gain weight when I go on international trips. Even when I spent an entire week in Hong Kong back earlier this year, with the most amazing food on the planet, I actually lost weight while I was there. When I spent 3 weeks recently in Panama and Paraguay, I maintained my weight during the entire trip. I'm still amazed this is happening. It's never happened before. Number three, I used to binge cheat every week. In the last 5 months, I've only done it once. Again, this is a huge, tectonic, behavioral shift for me. I've had the cheat day system wired into me over the last few years. And when I had my cheat days in the past, I would binge hardcore. I'd eat 3,000 to 5,000 calories in a day. Then I would take the next 4 or 5 days to lose the scale weight from that binge before my diet could continue. Today, when I quote cheat, which only happens once every 10 days or so, I will eat perhaps 500 to 700 calories over my caloric allotment. Since you need to eat 3,500 calories to gain 1 pound, going 500 to 700 over isn't going to be a problem at all, and hasn't. So while I have more weight to lose, I have successfully rewired my psychology to not gain back any weight I've lost. Noom is fucking fantastic, so I can now officially recommend it for everyone. It may not be for everyone, since I know a lot of people who have lost weight didn't have the psychological problems with food that I did. But if you think that's you, you should Google it and check it out.